6:49 means it's time again for Triple Team Traffic. Already some problems out there, so let's check in with Annie Farnsworth.
Yeah, it's not as big a deal as a couple of crashes we had last week, but they're in a couple of weird locations. Northbound Redwood, backed up going underneath SR-201, a crash blocking all three of the main line lanes. You have to go through one of the left turn lanes to get underneath 201 and continue on and through Salt Lake City. We've also got a crash 5400 West, 5600 West, 5400 South in Currents. And I'm looking at some eastbound delay on the 21st South Freeway now between 84 and 7200 West. How's I-15, Eric Butler?
It's looking pretty good. The whole stretch of through Utah County and then all the way to downtown, if you're northbound for the whole thing, you're not going to run into any kind of delay stretches. Not at the moment, anyway. And as far as Utah County is concerned, State Street is looking good, as well as Redwood Road. Now, if you see something happening, be a traffic trooper. Let us know. 575-5683. Holly?
Watching Davis County, seeing good speeds on I-15 Willard to Woods Cross. A small spot of brake tapping by the Kaysville exit. Highway 89 has good movement. Ogden to Fruit Heights and Legacy Parkway is open and clear. The Utah County Fair Monster Truck Show. All new East versus West Pro Quad Wars. Strap in tight. The Utah County Fair Monster Truck Show, August 19th. For more details, Utah County Fair.org. Holly Bearclough in the KSL Traffic Center.